So last night, Western Conference Finals, Game 4, comes down to a situation late where the Oklahoma City Thunder are up 3, foul, execute it well, play the free throw game. Eventually, Anthony Edwards has to miss one intentionally. Ball is batted around. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander gets the rebound and essentially ends the game when he throws it down the court. There was a odd situation where a fan caught it, which saved a little bit of time, but we don't need to get into all that. Yeah, smart high basketball IQ by that fan. However, should that be a situation that unfolds that way in the first place? That is the question we will try to answer now here on The Hoffman Show, Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And I first really thought about this, like I actually didn't think twice of it. It's just like, what happens, right? Until I was reading Zach Harper's newsletter in The Athletic, The Bounce, and he just, as Zach is so good at, just cut through it and was like, this isn't basketball. Like, this isn't what is supposed to happen. We should ban this. And I was like, well, damn, when you put it that way, I think that's actually the correct take. I think the correct thing to say is like, hey, we come to see basketball get played, and intentional fouls, like, you're not supposed to use a thing that is an infraction of the rules to your advantage. You are not supposed to be able to do something that is illegal for your own benefit. So we should ban that on the grounds that it's antithetical to what the game is supposed to be, and it's crappy entertainment. And I do think it's totally fair in the same way, Anthony, that we just had the conversation about the tush push to say, yeah, I just don't want to see it. As if I'm Adam Silver or I'm Roger Goodell in the NFL on the tush push, I don't want to see that in our game. So we would like to see teams play basketball, and thus them's the rules. And I was like, it makes the most sense to me. And then Anthony, right before the show, get a notification from The Athletic again. Hey, you like that Zach Harper thing? You should read more from us. I'm like, okay, you tell me what I'm reading. John Hollinger, who was at ESPN forever as a kind of one of the OG analytics basketball type minds, founded the PER formula, I believe, then got actually hired to go into the Memphis Grizzlies front office and then has now reemerged for The Athletic on the media side, wrote a piece about how fouling up 3 is actually being done terribly by coaches around the league. That if you look at win probabilities, often coaches take near guaranteed wins and reintroduce losing by fouling up 3. And it's happened twice already in these playoffs. The Knicks Pacers in game 1 of their series, and the Knicks would have lost that game in regulation, nevertheless overtime, if Tyrese Halliburton's foot had gotten behind the line. Remember the bounce, the air shot, the choke, the whole deal. Instead, they lost in overtime. And then the Thunder against the Nuggets had the same thing happen, where Aaron Gordon hits the 3. That situation only happens because the Thunder fouled up 3 too early. And basically the golden rule is like, if you foul, like if you want to do it correctly, it's got to be under 6 seconds on the clock and no timeouts for the other team. And you have to be in the backcourt, and there's like a whole bunch of stuff. And it's like, this actually helps you. But for reasons we get into, teams mess it up all the time thinking that they're actually doing the quote unquote smart thing by the analytics. Which then makes me go, should we just let coaches screw it up? Are we actually, although it's choppy and it's not really basketball, are we actually, by allowing this, inviting more chaos? So Anthony, that's the big long setup. That's a lot of a preamble. Do you think that the NBA should find a way to ban intentional fouls in the same way that they banned, you know, take fouls? That it just becomes different. This foul up 3 thing, does it have to go?
So watching it last night, I was definitely upset because, as you already alluded to, it took away some of the entertainment value of a game-tying 3-point shot, or, you know, who's to say they did miss and they were up 2 and Anthony hits a 3. Them winning the game kind of thing. But at the same token, like, we can't get mad at coaches for betting on you know, another team to miss free throws and banking on them also to make their free throws. I think it's just a smart thing to do. It sucks. But at the same token, like, these are the rules. They're playing within the rules. So can we really
You can change the rules all you want, right? The NFL decided you can't do onside kicks unless you're down, right? So, like, that's part of my thing is, like, if good strategy late becomes fouling if you're down, are we going to outlaw that too? Like, where's the line of where a take foul is? Are we going to have to make it so that teams are trying frantically to steal the ball, and if you're not making a legit attempt on the ball, then that's a take foul, and it's one shot in the ball, and so teams that are down, nevertheless up, like, it becomes very hard to legislate unless you just say an intentional foul is an intentional foul is an intentional foul, and it's up to the ref's discretion, and you better kind of hope that they don't mess it up. And I think the difficulty of legislating it becomes a real inhibitor to changing it. I think the strongest argument for doing it is the pure, like, hey, play basketball. Entertainment value is important. This is how this goes. It's not really basketball to just foul down late and play this free throw game. So we're outlawing it. I think it's hilarious that teams don't really understand the math. Like, Hollinger's piece is a very funny read because he makes it very clear why it's a mistake to do it in so many situations. Like, if it's more than 6 seconds, if the other team has timeouts, like, there's a bunch of stuff. And basically, like, you're extending the game on your end, which is what the defense is trying to do. And you're adding, by extending the game, you are adding variance, and you are 98% already going to win. You're up 3 points with 14 seconds to go or 12 seconds to go, or 10 seconds to go, 8 seconds to go. And, by the way, it's one thing to defend the 3-point line when you are afraid of giving up a 2. If I know you have to take a 3, Anthony, do you realize how easy it is for me to get good defense on your 3-point shot? If I'm not worried about getting blown past, and so teams wind up taking these wild 3-point shots because that's all they can get off, and there's such low percentage that, again, by fouling, you're actually hurting your own likelihood of winning as opposed to helping it.
So do we take away the hack a shacks as well? Like,
Yes. Like, I think that stuff is ridiculous.
Okay.
I'm all for taking away the hack a Mitchell Robinson, hack a whoever. And you can say, like, I understand competitively the idea of, like, they're called free throws. Just make your free throws. But, like, how about just play basketball? And because, like, who is, yes, if you want a result to that, I don't really have a great counter argument of, like, why should I let that player who's good at everything but free throws ruin my day if I'm a team who's getting wrecked by Mitchell Robinson on the offensive glass? Why don't I just foul him and take him out? Because that's not really in the spirit of basketball. And, like, I think that's ultimately, to me, at the core of this, on the Hacka argument, on the late foul up three argument, is, like, rules and, like, the game and the rules were designed with spirit in mind, like, what it means to play basketball or football in the tush push case, if you want to make this argument there. And these strategies are meant to break the rules or break the spirit, even if they don't break the rules. And so does it get annoying to continue to add tweaks to rules because people keep breaking the spirit of them? Yes, but that's how legislation goes in the world when we make rules and laws that govern our country and our state and our city. And if you are making up a game, you keep having to add stuff because people try to find ways to exploit and break the rules, because that also is kind of what it means to be competitive. But if everyone agrees that, like, protecting the spirit of the game is the most important thing, that having a product that is what it's meant to be is the most important thing, then you just kind of have to keep doing it, because that is how it goes. That is the cycle.
Do you think NBA players will want to take this rule out?
Yeah.
I think fans, I mean, the fan, obviously, we're going to be selfish. We know, like,
I don't,
it needs to go.
I think every NBA player would rather just win straight. Like, truly competitive. Like, they're not going to risk losing and just be like, we're going to opt out of the strategy. But if they know the other team can't do it, would you rather, as a competitor, win straight up? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I definitely think that. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. Would you like to see a rule put in to prevent fouling up three / the HECA, insert bad free throw shooter here, rule taken out of the game? 301-230-0980. That's what we're asking you on a Vibe Check Tuesday here on the Hoffman Show.